You're listening to The Breakfast Buzz.
On demand.
Battle of the Buzz. I'm gonna win cause I'm a real big smarty. I'm a real big smarty. Let's play some Battle of the Buzz. I better win cause I'm gonna get real rowdy. Let's get real rowdy.
Lana and Mesa, welcome to Battle of the Buzz. You are on Team Alana.
Woo! All right. Woo!
Congratulations, ladies. Enjoy yourselves. And joining me on my team, Ryan and Phoenix. Welcome to Team Nico, my friend.
What's going on, brother?
All right.
We have some great contestants today. Looking forward to playing Battle of the Buzz. The Larry H. Miller Toyota Peoria ticket window is open. Four tickets into Pleasant Harbor Christmas Lanterns at Lake Pleasant on December 1st.
All right. I believe that we asked the question first last time. So, Alana and Lana, give us the first question. Let's get into it.
All right, Ryan and Nico, which word does the E in email stand for?
I'm going to go with, is it electronic?
Is it electric or electronic?
Electric, maybe? Electric mail?
No, you know what? Let's go electronic.
Electronic? Yeah, okay. I think electronic. Yeah, that sounds a little better. Let's try electronic.
Yes. It's one of those words that we use every single day that when you break it down, you're like, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Lana and Alana, question number one. How many degrees are in a circle?
Oh, math question.
360.
That's right.
That is correct.
Yes. Good job, okay. Lana. Said it with confidence.
Thought I'd start you off with a real tough one.
Question number two, boys. What is the business term for assets which can be immediately turned into cash? Is it A, laundered? Is it B, compound? Or is it C, liquid?
That's a tough one.
I like that she threw in the launder term right there. That's the one that's throwing me off. What do you think, Ryan? I'm going liquid.
I'm stumped on this one, so I'll go with you on liquid.
Yes, indeed.
Two for two, job, baby. Brother. Let's go.
Only those in the mafia would probably launder it if the mafia existed, Ryan.
Teamwork makes the dream work there.
That's right. All right. Question number two, Lana and Alana. True or false? Scientists have found that 3 out of 5 house cats prefer to live alone in their own misery.
No, they don't.
No.
False.
All right.
It's probably true. I don't know.
It might actually be true. All right, guys. Question number three. Which country/pop star was born Eileen Regina Edwards? Was it Shania Twain? Was it Reba McEntire? Or was it Gretchen Wilson?
Dang.
I'm gonna. The first one was Shania. And then Reba and Gretchen.
Who looks like an Eileen Regina Edwards?
See, that's the thing is, I think it's Shania, but she does not look like an Eileen.
Yeah.
She looks like a Shania.
She does.
I'm gonna leave it up to you. I'm sorry, Ryan. My guess. It's a shot in the dark, but it's Shania.
Let's try Shania. Let's go Shania.
Teamwork makes the dream work.
Yeah.
Good job. Woo.
There we go.
Woo-hoo-hoo. All right, Lana, we need to tie it.
Yep.
All right, here we go. Question number three, ladies. Billy the Kid's real name was A, Billy Bovine, B, Bill Belichick, or C, William H. Bonney.
What do you think?
I think it's maybe A. But because I know it's not Belichick.
No.
Not only the kid went through robbing everybody with the sleeveless cutout shirt.
Billy Bovine, Bill Belichick, or William H. Bonney?
I'd go either A or C for sure.
That's what I was going to say, A or C.
Let's go. Do you want to go A?
Yeah, okay. Let's go A.
Billy the Kid's real name? William H. Bonney.
Oh.
Ow.
Ryan, we are the winner!
Lana, I'm so sorry.
Hi. Whoa. Way to go, Ryan.
Good job, Ryan. Headed to Lake Pleasant December 1st for the Pleasant Harbor Christmas Lanterns.
Yes. Awesome. Thank you guys so much.
The new Camel at 107.9.
Listen to The Breakfast Buzz weekdays starting at 5:30.